Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Almost Famous, the podcast about fame with me, Barnaby Slater. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, please do subscribe or follow the podcast and leave us a rating and comment in Apple Podcasts. Also, do give us a follow on Instagram at Almost Famous, the podcast. In series 5 of the show, I'm bringing you daily episodes called 15 Minutes of Fame, where I read out some of the most honest and controversial stories that celebrities have ever told. In today's episode, Culture Club singer Boy George discusses a funny night out with legendary comedian Joan Rivers and when Bob Geldof called him in the middle of the night, instructing him to jump on a plane to get involved in Band Aid. Hope you enjoy it. When I went to meet comedian Joan Rivers for tea at Claridge's, I was ordered out of the restaurant for not being suitably dressed. They made us move, even though we protested. I took Joan to see Wham at the Lyceum. She said her daughter Melissa was mad about George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley. When they bounced on stage in their shorts, she joked, "My daughter's like these pigs." Promoter Harvey Goldsmith brought us champagne in our private box. It had all been different the previous year when Steve Strange took me to Hammersmith Odeon to see Elton John. Elton was sweet and accommodating. He got his security to radio Harvey Goldsmith to make sure we had good seats. I heard Harvey reply, "Who the fuck's Boy Bloody George?" I sipped his champagne with a smile. 2 weeks later, I went to Los Angeles to appear as Joan's guest on The Tonight Show. I caused another stir at Heathrow Airport. The papers blazed, "Boy George swore at me." Mr. Best, an overzealous security guard, was horrified when I told him to fuck off. He wanted me to remove my hat because my hairpin set off the metal detector. "What do you think I've got under my hat? A bomb?" I didn't think swearing was such a scandal. Four-letter words were commonplace in the O'Dowd household. "Fuck off." "No, you fuck off." The other guests on The Tonight Show were Joan Collins and Victoria Principal. It was such a glamorous evening. Joan Collins invited me into her dressing room before the show to say hello. Andre took my photo in between the two Joans. It has remained one of my favourite pictures, me with the two queen bitches of Hollywood. Fearful of Joan Rivers' reputation, I spent the whole day geeing myself up in case she decided to tear me to pieces. My press agent, Susan Blonde, was surprised by how kind she was. "My God, I can't believe it. She really likes you." Joan did have a handful of jokes about me, but she saved them for her live shows. I met Boy George's mother the other day, Man George. Of course he's gay. Michael Jackson lost his other white glove down Boy George's trousers.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I was washed out after another tour and decided to stay in New York and have a relaxing time with friends. However, my plans were quashed by a phone call in the middle of the night. "Hi, is that George? It's Bob Geldof. I want you to fly back to London now." "I'm in bed," I said. "It's 5 o'clock in the morning." I couldn't understand what he was going on about. I splashed my face and called Tony. He said Geldof had called about some charity record. He said I should do it. When Bob called back, he was ranting about starving children in Africa. "You have to come. You have to come." I said I'd try and get a flight first thing in the morning, which meant I would arrive back the following evening in time for the recording. I left New York without seeing Mikey and Roy. Tony told them about the event, but they didn't seem too interested. It was only when it hit the news that they were cut up and accused me of disloyalty. I landed at Heathrow Airport after a 7-hour flight, looking like a battered housewife, carrying 3 stuffed poodles under my arm. Billy picked me up and drove me straight to Psalm West Studios in Notting Hill. I was surprised when I arrived and saw the crowds and camera crews. Inside, it was just as chaotic. There were so many stars milling around. Sting, Bono, The Durans, Status Quo, Bananarama, Midjour, Alison Moyet, Phil Collins, Paul Young, Spandau Ballet and Paul Weller. John was there with grey highlights in his hair. He was trying to look mature and sophisticated. He didn't pay me much attention. He was too busy schmoozing Sarah from Bananarama. There were film cameras everywhere. When I went in to do my vocal on Do They Know It's Christmas, I was panicking. My God, they're going to film me singing without even a chance to practice. I didn't dare throw a pop star tantrum. I was meant to come in after George Michael, who'd already laid down his vocal and left the building. The voice on tape sounded just like Alison Moyet. "Who's that?" I asked Bob. "George Michael." My God, he sounds camp. But then, he is. Bob and Midjour rolled up at the mixing desk, and my quip was captured on film and used. I was pleased about that. The Band Aid event was one of the few times I felt comfortable around other pop stars. It was as if everyone had deflated their egos for the evening. It all seemed very natural. There was no banquet laid on for the stars, just cups of tea and coffee, and bacon and cheese sandwiches. Another time, I spotted Janet Jackson at the Solid Gold Studios and went over to introduce myself. She didn't recognise me without my makeup and treated me like a pestering fan. I just about managed to tell her I loved her last record when she turned away. Later, when I was in costume, one of her entourage approached me with a video camera and asked me to say hi to Janet. I told him to stick the camera up her asshole. She was a stuck-up cow. Janet came to my dressing room all tearful and apologetic. I said even if she thought I was a fan, I still deserved basic courtesy. The following year, I saw her at the top of the pop studios in London. I waved at her and she glared right through me. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. Boy George discusses his drug issues in his memoir a lot, but I picked out these little extracts because I love the openness with which he discusses other famous people, especially in terms of their ego and how ridiculous they sometimes seem to be. He's an incredibly talented musician and an equally talented gossip. Let me know your thoughts on the Boy George extract and any of these episodes of 15 Minutes of Fame in the Apple Podcast comment section or by posting to our social media at Almost Famous, the podcast. Also, please check out my other podcast, It's Your Funeral, a lighthearted look into the most important day of our guests' afterlives, and give it a follow on Insta at Pod It's Your Funeral. Thanks for listening, and remember there'll be a brand new episode of Almost Famous's 15 Minutes of Fame every weekday morning. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.